You must be tipped out.
Oh, Virginia, I wish you well. You've ain't the love to those wedding bells.
Sometimes a mission to touch will occur.
Sometimes a bad time's only your worst. Try to find a rest when the sun never sets to this place. And I feel future's a sky. She don't want to be.
Yes. That was a fantastic set of music right there, if I do say so myself. All female front, one of Panico's incredible accomplishments of his production and booking career so far. Devil's Twins with Bad Karma, and that's off the Boston-based Rock and Roll Demons' latest album. It's called Horns, and that was released this past... 2024. June of 2023. Mary McAvoy, the one and only Mary McAvoy of The Voice fame. That's right. Our dear friend was on The Voice and it was selected by Snoop Dogg. And now she's super famous, which is, it was a long time coming and much deserved. Real is the name of the song I played from you from Mary McAvoy, a fantastic single from the Boston-based musician. It was released October of 2018. Julie Rhodes with Hey Stranger, and that's off the Providence-based musician's wonderful debut 2016 album Bound to Meet the Devil. The Wolf Sisters with Boston Town, and that's off of the Boston Trio's latest album. Dark River is released September of 2022, and kicking off that set with Mary Elaine Jenkins, Fools Don't Stay, off the Brooklyn-based musician's 2018 debut album Hold Still, which is simply wonderful. Hope you're having a good time. I certainly am. I'm Ryan Diaz, Music Savage Show, right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, free from radio, from Boston and all the world at WMFO.org. You just heard the first hour of the Panico birthday special. Now we're getting into the second hour. Not only are we celebrating his birthday this weekend, but today is the guitar player extraordinaire Peter Buck's birthday. He's born on December 6th, 1956. And we're going to play some Peter Buck tunes. And R.E.M. just so happens to be one of Panico's favorite bands, and mine as well. So let's kick it off. Let's kick off the hour with some R.E.M. celebrating Peter Buck's birthday today. Here is South Central Rain from their Reckoning album on Music Savage Show.
Did you never call? I waited for your calls. Rivers of suggestion were driving me away. The trees were thin, the cities wash away.
Sorry, A lot of
It is such a good song, and that is off of the one half of the Deal Sisters. It's Kim Deal. It's her debut solo album. It just came out this past November, November 22nd, and I am telling you, kids, it is just an incredible record. Played you a track right there called Coast, and it's the first single, again, off of Kim's debut solo album. It's called Nobody Loves You More. It was released, again, in November on 4AD Records. And guess what? Her U.S. tour, her very first solo tour, kicks off right here in Boston, March 10th. Well, she'll be at the Wilbur playing that album, probably in full, and of course, Breeders and maybe some Pixies classics. You never know. It's Kim Deal. She's the best. And it is, today is December 6th, and it's the first Bandcamp Friday in quite a few months. So if you would like to add that album to your Bandcamp collection, you should do it now because all proceeds go directly to the artist. So go get Nobody Loves You More from Kim Deal today for Bandcamp Friday. The Breeders up out of that was Saints, third single off of their huge second album, Last Splash. That was released August 93 on 4AD Records. REM with Talk About the Passion, second single off of the band's amazing debut album. It's called Murmur. It was released April 1983 on IRS Records. We're celebrating Peter Buck's birthday, which is today. Speaking of Peter Buck, the Decemberists up out of that with Calamity Song. And I remember when I heard that album, got an advanced copy way back when, and just played it real quick because I love this band. And this song, especially this song, came on, and I was like, man, this sounds like an REM song. And then I, you know, then I looked into it, what's going on with this album? And yeah, there's a lot of Peter Buck all over the album, and that guitar is just undeniable when that song kicks off. It's Calamity Song. It's the third and final single off of their sixth studio album, The King Is Dead. Of course, that features REM's Peter Buck all over the place, especially on that song. He also plays guitar on Don't Carry It All and Down by the Water. It was released January 2011. And kicking off the set with REM, South Central Rain, first single off their second album, Reckoning. It was released in 1984. And we are celebrating Peter Buck with those three songs. Birthday today, born December 6th, 1956. I can't imagine the world without Peter Buck's music. Man, oh man. All right, we are we're celebrating another birthday. This is the Panico Special Show. It's a good friend of mine and a dear friend of, well, so many people. If to know Panico is to love him. And he's a very incredible guy. He's very important to the New England music scene. And his birthday is this weekend, so we're celebrating it here in the Music Savage. He's also a fan of the show. So we're going to get back into it. It's all bands, music that musicians that he loves. And here is Wilco.
Tiles top black, where the black top cracks. Weeds spark through, dark green enough to be blue. When the mysteries we believe in aren't dreamed enough to be true. Some side with the leaves, some side with the seeds.
you and I will be undefeated by agreeing to disagree. No one wins but the thieves, so why side with anything?
Just kidding. simple solution, a compact conclusion to help me find a bit of peace. 'Cause everywhere I've been was busted, and everywhere I'm going to blame. I'm just looking for a remedy to keep me from going insane. I'm never gonna come back down. I'm never gonna come back down. Give me one good reason I should stop and turn around. The water's calm and concealed. The patterns are no pots and pans. I'm just searching for my heart's beating out of my chest. I'm just looking for love that's consistent. I don't need more, but I don't need less. When I find my way to glory, won't be early and I won't be late. Just give me those gates that are pearly and I'll bring my own clean slate. I'm never I'm never gonna come back down. Give me one good reason I should stop and turn around. I'm never.
on the nights when I love all my ex-boyfriends.
Heavy words, your heavy lips. You didn't have to be shy to me, but I didn't mean to be mean about it. Heavy words. On this world, I try to get around. There's something I have found. On this great big world, there was enough. I've tried to get around. There's something I have found.
My goodness gracious. That is the wonderful Ally McGurk right there with Ex-Boyfriends, lead track off of her album Till It's Gone, co-produced with Jonah Tolchin, as a matter of fact. It was released September 2022 on Signature Sounds. It is a spectacular album. How's About Charlie up ahead of that? My goodness. Their cover of the Townland song, Coral and Bone. Now, How's About Charlie, a wonderful four-piece folk band based in Providence. The single was released May of last year, 2023. Golden Everything up ahead of that with Remedy, and Golden Everything, a project of Nashville husband and wife duo Zach Schmidt and Jackie Berkeley. Songs off of their excellent debut album, Sweet Old World, released this past September. Joby Riccio with Relief, now some Nashville-based musicians' incredible debut album, Whiplash, was released September 2023 on Yep Rock Records, and kicking off that fine, fine set with Wilco, Side with Seeds. It's taken off their sixth studio album, Sky Blue Sky, which just so happens to be their very first album with the guitar god, Nels Klein, and the other guitar god, Pat Sansone. I've been a Wilco fan pretty much my whole life, and it's hard to think about Wilco before Nels Klein and Pat Sansone joined and created the Sky Blue Sky album and went on tour. And that album was released May 2007. Now, Wilco were obviously an incredible band before that, but just something magical happened when Pat and Nels joined, and it's been incredible ever since. It's the Music Savage Show. I'm Ryan Diaz, the last set. This has been the Michael Panico birthday set. It's a big one this year, and we're celebrating him and his, well, what he's brought to the music world, to the New England area, and I'm very lucky to call him my friend, and I'm very lucky to have this platform to be able to play a birthday show for him. So let's get back into it. It's the final set. Here is Well, it's just a wonderful Maine-based musician. One of the nicest guys in the world and one of the greatest musicians. Stan Blakeslee, and this is with his band, the Calabash Club. This is Line on the Road from the Alley Walker Music Savage Show.
It's a long and lonesome road. You don't have imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Pretty little penny have I got to show. I ain't looking for much, just a little bit of rest by the side of the road. I lift my voice to the forces above, the lords of labor and the goddess of love. Ain't I been a good, hard working, faithful serving the sun?
Thank you.
Sound of Daft Punk means the Music Savage show has come to an end. I'm taking you around the world back in song. Hope you enjoyed that journey as much as I did. I had a very good time putting that show together. For my very dear friend Michael Panico, his birthday weekend. Ending it with the White Stripes. A great one called The Hardest Button to Button. One of the greatest videos ever made, in my opinion, for that song. It's the third single off of the duo's fourth album, Elephant, which was released April 2003 on Third Man Records. Great stuff from Brown Bird, Fingers to the Bone. The name of the song I played for you, Brown Bird, was the project of Providence based husband and wife duo, the late great David Lamb and Morgan Eve Swain. The song appears on their 2000 release, Salt for Salt. Morgan Eve Swain is opening for Frank Black tomorrow at the Jane Pickens Theater in Newport. And you know who, put that together? Who made that happen? Well, that's right, Michael Panico. Got Morgan Eve Swain on the bill with Frank Black. Man, oh man. What would we do without you, buddy? What would the music world do without you? Christopher Ball stealing up out of that. Trouble Don't Follow Me. Fantastic song off the Asheville. Well, no, he's in Atlanta. It's Atlanta-based musician's fifth album. Best of Luck was released February 2020. And kicking off that set with Dan Blakeslee. His band, the Calabash Club, Lying on the Road, off of their 2017 album, The Alley Walker. I've been Ryan D. This is Music Savage Show right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Met for Tufts, free from radio. Server in Boston, on the world, WMFO.org. I want you to have a wonderful Friday. Remember, it's Band Camp Friday, so get yourself some albums. Add them to your collection. All proceeds go directly to the artists today. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. Also, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, kind to animals. Come back to me safe and sound for another Music Savage show next week. We'll do it all over again. Call your friends, call your parents, call your siblings. Tell them you love them. I appreciate all of you for being out there. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you here next Friday. It's Ryan D. signing off. See you, kids.